Adelaide's unique CBD was originally designed to be surrounded by more than 900 hectares of public parklands, which now cover around 700 hectares. As the population grows, this land becomes more and more appealing to the eye of developers. The Wire's Bonnie Parker has the story.
The latest grab for land in Adelaide's parklands is a proposal from the Adelaide City Council to build a commercial helipad on the banks of the Torrens River. Mark Parnell is the parliamentary leader of the Greens in South Australia. He opposes the plan.
Parks are good for people. Open space is good for people. It's good for our physical health. It's good for our mental health. But honestly, if a trip to the park requires packing earplugs, you know, I reckon we've lost the plot. Helicopters are damn noisy things. You know, 80, 90, 100 decibels. It's not just a conversation stopper. It's actually bad for you to be exposed to that sort of noise if you're close by. The proposal for the helicopter facility in Adelaide's parklands was going to be just metres from one of the main recreational trails, just a few metres from one of the rowing clubs. It's just the wrong location. It's not about being anti-helicopter or anti-development. There are far better places to provide helicopter facilities. Adelaide is lucky that the airport is very close by. It's only about 6 kilometres from the centre of the city. It's not that difficult to have other places that aren't going to be in public parklands.
Mark Parnell says it's tricky to balance the economic and commercial value of land with the environmental and social benefits.
Imagine something like Central Park in New York. You know, people would pay a lot of money to be able to develop housing on Central Park, but in their wisdom, the city authorities have steadfastly refused to, you know, give up an inch of that space. And it's now one of the reasons people go to New York, because they've got this fantastic Central Park. Adelaide's parklands aren't quite in the same category, but they're just as important to the people of this city. And I think that there's generally in the community an acceptance that these parklands are one of the things that makes Adelaide unique, and we don't want to carve it up and sell it off and just make money out of it. It's a recreational asset and it should stay that way.
Mark Parnell, parliamentary leader of the Greens in South Australia. Dr. Tony Matthews is a lecturer in urban and environmental planning at Griffith University. He says green spaces, like parklands, offer a range of benefits from improved health outcomes and biodiversity to the cooling of ambient temperatures. But he says it's difficult to put a dollar value on these kinds of things.
So it's very easy for somebody to say, well, this green space actually is generating no economic value left in situ. If we were to develop it and turn it into a shopping centre or houses or something like that, it can generate X number of dollars. But if we leave it as it is, it's generating no dollars. Now, that's not true. What is true is the fact that we don't have sufficient mechanisms. We're still in the research stage with this, of trying to determine the dollar values of green space in terms of its other benefits. So it's very, very easy for an argument to be mounted that green space for the sake of green space has no economic value, when in fact it does. The problem that we have is it's much harder to demonstrate that economic value relative to the economic value of developing the green space.
Dr. Matthews' research interests include urban development, green infrastructure, and climate change adaptation. He believes the introduction of green spaces should be a major planning priority for a country like Australia.
90% of Australians are living in cities. I mean, we're not a frontier country by any stretch of the imagination anymore. We're all urbanites or suburbanites. We're living in cities. The more green space that we have in cities, the more benefits we can achieve through that. We're dealing with some pretty major climate impacts, most notably heat. So urban greenery offers a very good way to manage heat, to improve urban happiness, to improve walkability, social connectedness, use of the city, all of these benefits. So urban greenery is a really, really good way to cheaply and aesthetically achieve a range of values. And so we should be pursuing this very, very readily and very, very rapidly. We should be putting a lot of weight into the urban greenery question. Beyond government support, we should actually be moving towards research and implementation. So, I mean, I'm a strong supporter of this. It's probably the number one urban fix that we have available to us that's cheap and easy, that we're not necessarily maximising or exploiting the potential of, and I think we're missing that opportunity.
Dr. Tony Matthews, lecturer in urban and environment planning at Griffith University, and ending that report by The Wire's Bonnie Parker.